Stay tuned for the Capitol Steps coming up in just about 20 minutes right after the Arts Connection. A new exhibit opens next Thursday. It's called simply Mr. Bagley and features landscapes and botanical still lifes by Ralph Bagley. The Arts Connection's Katie Ball recently sat down with the 93-year-old artist.
Whether it's with oils, pastel, or charcoal, Ralph Bagley's works reflect an inner light. A quiet scene of a North Carolina cabin sits serenely on canvas. The finished piece almost looks effortless, until you take it all apart and truly understand Mr. Bagley's way of thinking. With more than 70 years as an artist and 30 solo exhibits to his name, Ralph Bagley has secret ways of keeping you spellbound, with brushstrokes that lead your eyes within the frame more surely than a maestro leads a symphony. At one time he dabbled in abstraction, but his true joy comes from painting old country lanes or in bringing out the slow curve of a majestic river that many equate with old Florida. His works are realistic in style, but Mr. Bagley has no qualms about rearranging nature to suit his taste.
If I need something, I move it in. You know, I'm painting up in the mountains, and many of my scenes in this exhibit are from the mountains of North Carolina. I will move a mountain. and if a bridge is in the way that doesn't add aesthetically to what I want, I take the bridge out. I'm not interested in doing a portrait of a bridge. And I'm always changing. If the tree, I like the tree there, but I see one over here that's in the same area. It's indigenous to the area. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll move the other one over in its place because it's a better tree for the painting. See, if I wanted a camera study, I would use a camera. But I'm making it, what does it say? Make it duckier than a duck.
His humor and conviction can be found in the best of teachers, but only Ralph Bagley can claim the title as the first fine arts instructor in Orlando. In 1950, he opened the Orlando Institute of Art, and then went on to work with other organizations such as Orlando Junior College, Crialdi School of Art, and the Maitland Art Center. But of all his accomplishments, which even includes appearing in a book of Who's Who in American Art, few compare to the pride he takes in maintaining friendships with so many of his former students.
You know, I'm a great love of teaching. I get great satisfaction out of it, and I enjoy the relationship with the students, and I've maintained a student's friendships over the years.
And by years, he's talking about decades. Whether it's to share breakfast or a phone call, a number of his students from more than 40 years back are still coming around. Some lessons take a little longer to sink in, but once learned, his students are sure to get in touch.
You had a phone call from a former student. You knew him when he was in his teens, right?
Yes. And he said years later, after he was married and had a boy, he has a boy now, 25 years old, and he said, how in the world could you stand me? Because he knew he was pretty egotistical, because I taught people to be confident, but I didn't want them to be overbearing with their confidence. I want them to be modest if possible, you know? And it was difficult for him to be moderate with it. And he said, how did you stand it? And so I said, it was difficult for him. It was very difficult.
As a teacher, Mr. Bagley not only tried to instill quiet confidence in his students, he also worked to teach them what they really wanted to know. But still, he passionately believes every artist should come from a solid foundation.
The fundamentals is good to teach anybody, but it doesn't mean that everybody has to be a realist in their painting, but they all ought to know the fundamentals of composition, all the fundamentals of perspective.
Kind of like learn the rules before you know how to break them?
And yes. The way I taught young people, for example, as long as they didn't mind the the road to run up into the sky, into the clouds. I didn't try to teach them perspective, if they were satisfied with that. But just as soon as they say, Mr. Bagley, how do I make this road stay down? Then I started teaching them perspective. They needed to know perspective to be able to express what they wanted to express. And even if you're not doing traditional work, the fundamentals are good to know. And the fundamentals are good to know whatever you are studying, whatever you are doing, you need to know the fundamentals.
Few would deny a man of such experience and skill the right to sit back and rest, but that's just not going to happen. Ralph Bagley is still learning.
Since the Orlando Junior College has closed its doors, it's amazing to me how much more I have learned. You never come to the end of knowledge in art. It's quite amazing how much there is to know.
With learning comes experimentation, and the innovative landscape Florida Prairie stretches this artist just as surely as it stretches the medium itself.
I wanted to do something that was not a geographic exactness of the St. John River. I wanted to do something that would recall memories. One of my instructors told me, don't try to stretch the medium you're working in. Don't expect painting to do something that it isn't designed to do. He says, we don't build skyscrapers out of wood. We build them out of steel and iron and concrete. You don't stretch the medium. But I decided to stretch the medium of oil paint. I wanted something spiritual about it. Traditional, at the same time, it isn't traditional. I just wanted to show it in this show because this painting has never been shown before. I made paint do what paint ordinarily is not asked to do. It probably is closer to maybe poetry.
At close to a century of life, this painter shows that he not only still finds joy in learning, he continues to have valuable lessons to impart.
Because you've been working for so long and you're continuing to work, ultimately, what do you hope your legacy will be?
I don't worry about that. You know, at one time I was concerned about that. As a matter of fact, at one time in my life, I was interested in, becoming known. But I realized that that is a superficial reason for living. When my wife and I married, I told her that I probably will not have a lot of money because I'm going to paint first and teach and not try to accumulate money, because money to me, beyond what you need, is superficial. That's not the way to go. I remember, I think I learned this when Mother died. You mind if I tell you?
No.
I was five, and she was died in 1918, a flu epidemic. And I was brokenhearted. But I remember that I missed her so much, I would comment on it. And people would say, your mother is in heaven, and you will see her when you get to heaven. And I said, I don't want to go to heaven. I want her now. You know?
Yeah.
So later on, I found out that as I see something and it reminded me of Mother, I would want to paint it, to hang on to it a little longer, just to hang on to it a little longer. And I would paint. I would buy my wife flowers and bring them into the studio and paint a picture of the flowers. And my wife would come in. She says, you know, I wonder if you buy them for me or really buy them for you so that you could paint. And but the thing is, the flowers are dead in 3 or 4 days. But I have a painting of the flowers, and I can look at them, and I can remember something about that day that I bought those flowers for my wife long afterwards.
And long after, how will Ralph Bagley be remembered? Ralph Bagley, the educator, has friendships with former students that extend well beyond some lifetimes. Ralph Bagley, the artist, is a painter whose heart shows through on canvas, just as clearly as with the hug he's almost too timid to offer. Ralph Bagley, the man, has not lived these 93 years with thoughts of recognition or remembrance. Like Henry David Thoreau, Mr. Bagley chose to simplify. Thoreau wrote, "As you simplify your life, the laws of the universe will be simpler. Solitude will not be solitude. Poverty will not be poverty, nor weakness weakness." Ralph Bagley deliberately turned his back on pursuing worldwide fame in order to simply be a painter and a teacher. And with that, he shapes more lives than he'll possibly ever know.
The Arts Connections, Katie Ball. The exhibit Mr. Bagley opens next Thursday at the Garden House at Lou Gardens. For more information and to see one of his paintings, see the Arts Connection page of WMFE.org.